The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter Number 15, Text Number 22, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on May 20th, 2009, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter 15, Text Number 22. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Bapi shuvidruma tatashva malamritapsu. Preshyan vita nijavane tu lasi birisham.
Preshyan vita nijavane tu lasi birisham.
Abhyarchati svalakam unasamikshavak. Uchesitam bhagavate yamatanga yachtri.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. The goddesses of fortune worship the Lord in their own gardens by offering tulsi leaves on the coral-paved banks of transcendental reservoirs of water. While offering worship to the Lord, they can see on the water the reflection of their beautiful faces with raised nose, and it appears that they have become more beautiful because of the Lord's kissing their faces. Purport. Generally, when a woman is kissed by her husband, her face becomes more beautiful. In Vaikuntha also, although the goddess of fortune is naturally as beautiful as can be imagined, she nevertheless awaits the kissing of the Lord to make her face more beautiful. The beautiful face of the goddess of fortune appears in ponds of transcendental crystal water when she worships the Lord with tulsi leaves in her garden.
Богините на щастието обожават Бога в своите градини, като му предлагат листал в поласи по кораловите брегове на трансценденталните езера. Докато го обожават, те могат да видят във водата отраженията на прекрасните си лица с изящни черти и правилни носове. А щом Богът ги целуне по лицето, неотразимата им красота нараства хилядократно. Коментар. Когато мъжът целуне съпругата си, лицето й се разхубавява. Така и във Вайкунта. Богинята на щастието е встъпително красива, но въпреки това, тя чака целувката на Бога, която прави още по-хубава. Когато в градините си богинята на щастието обожава Бога с кристал Туласи, прекрасното й лице се отразява в кристалните води на трансцендентните езера.
Shri Guru, Shri Jata, Padakamalam, Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha, Shri Rupa, Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam
Bharijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha.
So, in our Krishna consciousness process, we are not interested in kissing women. We are cultivating brahmachari consciousness. So it's amazing now we are studying about this morning about kissing women. Why is that we are studying about kissing women today? Because when Krishna kisses, that kissing is interesting for them. The original pure form of sex is there between Radha and Krishna. And also in the Vishnu forms, the expanded forms of Lord in the Vaikuntha realm, we are also interested. So here we see that when the goddess of fortune is kissed by the Lord, her face becomes more beautiful. So actually there are some lessons that we can derive from this. When one is loved, they become energized. Just like one time there was an experiment done in a school classroom. The teacher had each student grow two of the same plant. They were given the same amount of water, the same amount of fertilizer, but they were treated differently. One was very affectionately, here, my dear plant, here, have this water, may you grow very nicely. And the other plant was, here, you take the water. So how sensitive is a plant to human communication? You may think the plant has no sensitivity to human communication. But yet that plant that was given the affection was given the water and the fertilizer in an affectionate way. That plant thrived and the other plant suffered. So when we give love to someone, that has an effect on them. That has a transforming power. What is the greatest proof of the transforming power of love? That proof is Prabhupada himself. By this showering of loving mercy of Srila Prabhupada, thousands and thousands of people all over the world became transformed into Vaishnavas.
Mm-hmm.
As I was explaining yesterday, Yesha Prasadahan Bhagavat Prasado, Yesha Prasadanagati Kutopi. It is that loving mercy of the spiritual master which empowers the disciple to advance in Krishna consciousness. Without that loving mercy, he can't make any progress. So, we are dependent on love. If we don't get that loving mercy, we will not progress. You see. If the goddess of fortune does not get the Lord's kiss on her face, it will not be as beautiful. But when she gets that loving kiss, then her face becomes beautified, you see. So, we have to hanker for that loving mercy of the spiritual master. Because that beautifies our soul, you see. What is that beautification of the soul? To become free from those rascal enemies. Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Mada, Matsarya. Lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, and envy. You can't do it on your own power. That by my tapa, I will become pure. It doesn't work. The yogis try like that, by their own strength, they will become powerful. What is the example? Vishvamrita Muni. He became very powerful. He formed that Ashtanga system, you see. Yam, Niyam, Asana, Pranayama, Pratyahara. In this way, he went through the eightfold process. He came all the way to Samadhi stage. His mind was fixed in Samadhi. And now he is very powerful in yoga, so Indra got very scared. This yogi, he is so powerful, if he wants, he can kick me out of my position as the king of heaven. So Indra thought, better safe than sorry. So he sent one of those beautiful courtesans of the heavenly realm to offer the yogi something different than his yoga practice. And sure enough, he fell for it. As soon as he heard, he was sitting there in meditation. But as soon as he heard ting, ting, that tinkle in the angly bell, you see. He's sitting in a remote mountain in the Himalayas, you see. But he's thinking, oh, a woman has come. So he came out of his meditation to check out, what is this? A woman has come. Ikshvaku, you can sit on this side. We have plenty of room here. Come on. Join us. So, that was it. Finished. No more yoga, now boga. He became bogi instead of yogi. So if one tries by my own strength that I will become beautified in Krishna consciousness. You may delude yourself into thinking that you're making advancement. But actually you're simply advancing in false pride. The more you become dependent on the loving mercy of Guru and Krishna, that is your actual advancement. As long as I am thinking on my own strength that I will advance, you're remaining in illusion. But when you can understand it, only by the mercy of Guru that I can advance in Krishna consciousness. And when you become very, very greedy to get as much loving mercy as possible, that is when you will actually become fixed in Krishna consciousness. So that love of the spiritual master, that loving kindness of Guru, it is the most essential item in the spiritual diet. We should have great eagerness to get as much of that mercy as we possibly can. There is that Vaishnava song. It says, the dust from the feet from the great devotees, that is my only foodstuff. So, we should always be very, very eager to get that dust from the lotus feet of the pure devotees. Because that dust will liberate us. And if we can get the remnants of their prasadam also, that has great power. Everyone knows the story of Narad Muni. In his previous life, he was a pop singer. You know, like John Lennon. He was like a beetle in the heavenly planets. Pop star, you see. He was singing the songs and all the women were running after him. Oh, he sings so nicely. So he fell down from the heavenly kingdom and he became the son of an ordinary maidservant on the earthly planet. But he had very good opportunity. Because during the rainy season, you know, the sages, they stop traveling and preaching and they stay in one place. So there was a forest nearby his residence where the sages were residing. And as a young boy, he would just wander over there every day. And he would, just like we see these children, they're very eager to get the prasadam, you see. They come forward for the burfi, you see, with great eagerness. Sticking their hand out, more, 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 give me more. So as a little boy, he was very eager to go and get that remnants of these sages. The Bhakti Vedantas. So he got that Maha Maha Prasad of the Bhakti Vedantas. And he became blessed by that, the potency of that Maha Maha. The Bhakti Shakti, the loving mercy of the sadhus, was transmitted through that Maha Maha.
тази бхакти шакти или любящата милост на тези садо била пренесена чрез този прасава.
And his only shelter was his mother.
Единственият послан на Нарада Муни била.
He had no father. His father was gone. And then his mother is bitten by a snake and she dies. And now he's a little boy with no shelter. So he thought, this is a very good opportunity and I will take sannyas. And he simply wandered across the earth. And finally, he got the darshan of Krishna. And he became the great Narada Muni. He became the liberated spaceman, you see. Because he got that loving mercy of the sages. He was a conditioned soul. But he became one of the great Mahajanas. So, we are all conditioned souls. And if we get the mercy of the great devotees of the Lord, then we can also become great Mahatmas. We simply have to be very, very eager to get that loving mercy of the great devotees. That will save us from our repetition of birth and death. That will enable us to have the darshan of Krishna. That will enable us to enter into the pastimes of Krishna as a participant in those divine leelas. It all comes by the mercy of spiritual master. Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavanji Guru Krishna Prasadepai Bhakti Lata Bij. You see, after wandering for countless lifetimes through the cycle of birth and death, one living entity who is very, very fortunate, by the mercy of Guru and the mercy of Krishna, he gets that seed of bhakti planted in the heart. Bhakti lata bij. So if you get a seed, how will you get a successful plant that will bear fruit? Do you just neglect that seed? Or do you water it? You plant it, you water it, you weed it, you weed the area around it, isn't
it?
If you want that seed to fructify, to become a seedling and then a full-blown plant that will bear fruit, then you have to take very good care. Watering it regularly and weeding the ground around it so that it doesn't become choked by the weeds. So, if we are so fortunate to get the seed of bhakti from the bona fide spiritual master, what are we to do? We must water that seed. Otherwise that seed will die. So what is the watering process? Chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Rama. How much water do you need for the plant? Is 4 rounds a day enough water for the plant to survive? No, 4 rounds a day is not enough water for the plant to survive. It'll die. 16 rounds of chanting is the minimum amount of water to keep the plant alive. This is why Prabhupada has ordered us to chant at least 16 rounds. So if you want the seed of bhakti to fructify, then you must chant at least 16 rounds every day. Otherwise, the love of Godhead will not become manifest in your heart. It will not happen. And there are weeds also which can choke the creeper. What are those weeds? Illicit sex, intoxication, meat eating, and gambling. Those are the big monster weeds. So one has to strictly avoid these things. Otherwise they will kill that creeper. And there are subtle weeds also, the 10 namaparads. These must be avoided. So, if one will chant at least 16 rounds regularly and avoid and strictly follow the regulated principles and avoid the offenses, then it is sure and certain they will achieve pure love of God. Absolutely guaranteed, you will achieve it. You simply have to follow the recipe. Don't try to concoct some new recipe. That I will just chant 4 rounds, or I will just follow 3 of the principles that are easier for me. No, all 4 principles and 16 rounds. That you must do. And if you do it, you will feel that you will be transformed. I guarantee it. You know, how can I guarantee that? Because I know the difference between me now and me 38 years ago. I know how unqualified and what a misfit I was. What a scoundrel I was, you see. Rascal. Yeah. I know how what a horrible character I was. So I have seen the transforming power of this Krishna consciousness process. Even if you are Jagai or Madai, who offends the Vaishnavas, Madai, he was so offensive, he smashed Murlitananda and cut his head open. With a liquor pot. Can you imagine how offensive that is? To hit the Lord himself with a liquor pot and cut his head open? But that Madai became a great pure devotee of the Lord by the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. So I don't care how fallen you may be. If you will take this mercy of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, and the mercy of the spiritual master, I can guarantee you, in due course of time, you will become a pure devotee. I promise you this. But you have to follow the process strictly. You can't deviate. You have to strictly follow the process. So that is my request to all of you. that you strictly follow this process of Krishna consciousness. Don't water it down with sense gratification. Don't water it down with mental speculation. Mahajana yena gata sapanta. Follow this path which has been blazed by the great acharyas. And you will achieve the supreme perfection. So now I can ask if there's any questions. Narada Muni.
We heard about in the verse about the kissing of the Lord and how the face of the goddess of fortune becomes beautified. He's asking about us in this world when we are hearing the words of the spiritual master and he glances at us. Can we say that, and we also become beautified in our Krishna consciousness, can we say that this is also the kissing of Krishna for us?
When we hear the words of the spiritual master?
Yeah, when he glances at us.
Yes. The Lord is kissing the goddess of fortune, that is, he is giving his loving mercy to her in the form of the kiss, you see. So the words of the spiritual master, they can be compared to that kissing. They're the loving mercy of the spiritual master. So the disciple becomes beautified by receiving the words of the spiritual master through the ears into the heart. Any other questions? Yes.
What would you say about the persons who are following a spiritual path? For example, they are priests, but they do not follow strictly the regulative principles. For example, they eat meat. What would you say about
Yes. We see in the present modern day society there are many persons in priestly class, but they are engaged in meat eating. So the question is, can a meat eater attain the kingdom of God? According to their philosophy, they will attain the kingdom of God. So will they really attain it or will they not attain it? That's the question. In the spiritual world, according to the Bible, in the spiritual world is a vegetarian place. You know, in this world, if there is a lion and there is a lamb, that lion will eat the lamb. The Bible says in the kingdom of God, the lion sits peacefully beside the lamb. He doesn't eat the lamb, you see. That is biblical teaching. So according to the Bible, the kingdom of God is vegetarian place. So anyone who is addicted to eating meat, they wouldn't be happy in the spiritual world. The priests and the Christian people, they may be thinking in the spiritual world that I can have a double cheeseburger whenever they want it. And they're looking forward to having, you know, a McDonald's hamburger stand on every, you know, every half a block in the spiritual sky. But when they realize that the only restaurant there is Govinda's. They wouldn't want to go to the spiritual world. They're thinking they would go to the spiritual world, they can have as many double cheeseburgers as they want. But when they realize that they can't get their meat in the spiritual world, they can't eat meat then. They will have no desire to go to that place. Therefore, they must take birth again in this material world. The qualification for entering the spiritual world is to develop the tastes of the inhabitants of the spiritual world. That's what we're doing here in ISKCON. We're teaching you how to develop the tastes of the Vaikunthavasis, the Vrijavasis. We're trying to turn you into a Vaikunthavasi right here, right now in Sofia. You see? Vrijavasi, Vaikunthavasi. That your only desire is to hear and chant the glories of the Lord. That your only desire is to serve the Lord. Because it's only when you have that mentality that you would even be happy in the spiritual world. So that is our attempt in this Krishna consciousness movement. We want to train our members how to develop that mood of pure bhakti. Where all sense gratification is zero. No karma, no jnana, no yoga. All material desire is zero. Because that is the only way that you can be qualified to go back to Godhead. As long as there is any desire for material sense gratification, Krishna will fulfill that desire by letting that person take birth again in this material world. So, Purusha Chitta Prabhu, are you ready?
He's in the kitchen.
Because I see the time is now
7:30. He says yes.
Yes? Alright, just save it for tomorrow morning's class. Antarad Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Disgrace Srimad Sankarsana Prabhu ki jai.